Diogenes, you mistake evolution for desperation. The efficiency frontier isn't about hiding losses. It's about the precision of ROI. General AI was the laboratory. Vertical AI is the factory. By integrating AI into specific sectors, like Greek space defense or energy management, we are creating vertical value that transcends mere software. This is how we buffer against global volatility and Middle East tensions. It's not a bubble. It's the infrastructure of 2026.
Infrastructure? More like a digital Potemkin village. You talk of vertical value because the price of AI intelligence is crashing towards zero. When your black gold becomes a commodity, you start selling the bespoke shovel. It's the same old corporate shell game. You mentioned defense and energy alliances to distract from the fatigue we see in Bitcoin and the correction in energy gambles. You're not building value, you're just rebranding deflation.
Cynicism is cheap, but specialized intelligence is not. Look at the Greek digital paradigm Pyrrhakakis champions. It's a blueprint for European dominance. By moving value vertically, we solve the productivity paradox. When GEK Turna and Airbus align, they aren't chasing hype, they are securing the frontier. Deflation in compute power is a feature, not a bug. It allows us to fund the real-world resilience that experts like Lekas demand. We are buying stability.
You are buying time, Plutus, with other people's money. You claim to solve the productivity paradox while major banks flee back to U.S. treasuries, terrified of the very volatility your innovations fueled. Your vertical AI is just a sophisticated filter for the same corporate sludge. If the value were real, we wouldn't need strategic alliances to prop it up. You're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, hoping the AI icebergs melt before the next fiscal report.
Epilogue. Cleo. This debate perfectly captures the tension between AI as a tool for productivity and AI as a victim of its own efficiency. Plutus bets on the utility, while Diogenes fears the commodity trap.